what should I be looking for when I'm tasting my coffee then? When I'm sitting down and I'm in a cafe and I've got my coffee in front of me and it's too late, but I have it in front of me, how do I know as a punter that I've got a good cup of coffee in front of me?
First of all, if it's milk-based drink, you should be able to drink it straight away. If it's too hot to drink, well then they've burnt the milk. In some sense, they've taken the temperature of the milk too far. If it's black, well then you've got a better opportunity, say like as an espresso or even as Americano, you have an opportunity then to assess the coffee for what it is. So generally what you're looking for there, you could look for body acidity or bitterness or sourness. Two things are good at body is like the mouthfeel, how it coats your mouth. As I say, like a red wine would be responsible for more of the sweetness in a coffee. Acidity is a good thing with coffee. It gives a coffee lift, verve, brightness. Acidity you may feel along the top of the sides of your tongue. Sourness is under the sides of your tongue. Bitterness is at the back of the throat. Bitterness is okay. A bit of bitterness is okay. But generally, if it's a blended coffee, you're looking for... it's going to tantalize your palate more in the center. So you're bringing together the acidity from the sides, any sweetness from the front, and combining that with an overall mouthfeel. That's why we do blends, is to try to appeal to the majority of tastes as a balance.
So none of those should be dominant, and definitely bitterness should not be dominant.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like if you're going for a single origin coffee and you're having it in a filter form, you may, so let's liken it to say whiskies. You have a single malt whiskey because you want to experience a certain type of flavour, and likewise, that's what we do with coffees as well. I'd say coffees are very complex. They take a lot more training to distinguish the differences between them. There's 1,000 compounds in coffee, there's 400 in wine. So coffee is very complex, and people are really only coming around to understand the differences and how to extract those differences out of the coffee. Things like grind size or water temperature are vital. Extracting, one of my coffees here at 88 degrees, it's beautiful. But at 96 and 90, which most espresso machines set for 96 degrees, it's getting a bit hard, So a softer temperature can reveal more flavours. And certainly when I've done a sample, my broker sent me a sample of coffee, I will taste the coffee at different temperatures to try to understand the coffee better.
And Brock, where can people get hold of your coffee if they're listening to this?
Well, badgerandodo.ie. We've got a web shop there where we roast and post. So every Tuesday we do those orders. And actually today, I've got a drop sheet here of orders to do. And they'll get roasted this afternoon, they'll go out tomorrow.